Do you listen to Girl in Red? That's a question that means more than you think. It became a coded way for young women on social media to ask each other if they're queer. But Girl in Red is a real musician, also known as 22-year-old Marie Olven, and her debut album is finally out, called If I Could Make It Go Quiet. She joined me from Norway for a conversation this past week, and we spoke about her music and her openness about her sexuality and mental health. We should note that some parts of this conversation address thoughts about self-harm. Before we get to your new music, I do want to talk to you about this meme about listening to Girl in Red. What does it feel like sort of holding this space in LGBTQ and Gen Z culture?
I think it's really dope because, you know, I feel like nowadays it's actually really hard to be able to make that type of cultural impact. And also, I just think it's iconic because it's like people have been connecting so heavily with the music that it now is like turned into this.
When did you sort of become aware that that was happening and that it was kind of becoming like this, you know, insider code?
I think I kind of realized that it was a thing when everyone was commenting, do you listen to Girl in Red, on everything I was posting on TikTok or like Instagram, and like people DMing me being like, do you listen to Girl in Red? I was like,
yeah, I do.
Like, is the world having a stroke right now? Like, what is happening? And yeah, I just thought it was really funny.
You do sing about your love life, of course, on this album. And I want to play the track, Period, is in the punctuation mark. Let's listen. This is a great song, very vulnerable, but relatable, about that feeling of sort of being too scared to speak up about how you feel. Tell me about this song and what it means to you.
Okay, so this song is like, this was when, back in 2019, when I was very much in love with a girl and she liked me as well, but I really needed the do you listen to Girl in Red phrase back then, because I was so unsure if she liked girls. Then I went on tour and things kind of changed in that month I was away. And that song is just about how I wasn't able to speak up about my, you know, affection for her and that I really liked her.
I mean, you're very honest also about mental health on this record.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the song Serotonin. Let's listen to that. Dig deep, can't hide from the corners of my mind. I'm terrified. Tell me about this song.
So this one I started writing last year and in the beginning of the pandemic, and I was not doing well, and I started making music because that's always what I do when I don't know what to do with myself. And then suddenly all these like lyrics were coming out of my brain. I've been struggling with intrusive thoughts my entire life. You know, I'm just mentioning a couple ones here in this song, but you know, like, it's just been a lot of those, and I've had many different like weird hang-ups. Like, I haven't been able to swallow food for longer periods of time because I've been so scared I was gonna die, and I've just like been going through like so many weird things.
I mean, mental health is a really hard thing to talk about so openly. What do you hope your listeners take away from this song and your experience?
I really hope that people feel less crazy.
Word.
Yeah, right? Like, I think it's so important to just hear that, like, a lot of people have these thoughts. And, like, I know that, you know, I've been scared of jumping in front of trains. I've been really scared of being at train stations. And I've had so many people message me about that. Like, I relate so much to this song. I'm so scared of, like, taking the train because I'm so scared I'm going to jump in front of it when it comes. Like, and I've been in the exact same position. I've been you know, sitting down on like the closest bench or like trying to like hold myself and lean back to the wall just so that I'm not going to even have time to run over the train, like to the train. And like, I've had so many messages from people being like, thank you so much for speaking up on this. And even like therapists texting me and being like, hey, this is an incredibly important song. And I really hope that people just feel less crazy and feel less alone and just know that whatever is going up in your head is most likely happening in someone else's head.
That is an incredibly powerful thing, because just by articulating that, people might feel less alone. You end this album with an instrumental track called It Would Feel Like This. Why'd you make that choice?
I feel like this album is really full of a lot of feelings and full of a lot of different things. It's very big and noisy, and that's kind of what I want to make go quiet. And this last track feels like that quiet place. It feels like just a white room that just feels really quiet to me, like that would be playing in a place that is heavenly almost.
And I guess the album is called If I Could Make It Go Quiet. So is that what being quiet sounds like for you?
Yes, that's exactly what, that's the connection. If I could make it go quiet, it would feel like this. There should be like a, what's it called? When like there's a break between, like in a sentence. I don't even know what those things are called in English.
Like an ellipsis.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. What a hard word for a tiny little thing.
That is totally true. That is a hard word for a tiny little thing. That's Marie Olvin, also known as Girl in Red. Her new album is If I Could Make It Go Quiet. Thanks so very much.
Thank you for having me.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or text 741-741.